Last month, a group of state leaders sent an open letter to Florida Governor Charlie Crist, the legislature, and the people of the state asking for major criminal justice reform. The group, calling itself the Coalition for Smart Justice, says that in Florida there are, quote, too many nonviolent individuals being incarcerated, too many prisons needing to be built, and an astounding public cost. They propose transferring funds to education, substance abuse, and mental health treatment programs instead. Steve Seibert is Senior Vice President and Director of Policy with the Collins Center, which released the letter.
The system's not working. We're creating sort of a culture of crime committers, and they're back in jail, and it costs a fortune to do this. It costs money for prison guards and to build new prisons, and you can't build your way out of it. You can't just continue to build prisons to incarcerate a whole lot of people. It doesn't work.
One signatory of the Coalition for Smart Justice letter is Dominic Calabro, president and CEO of Florida Tax Watch. He criticized Governor Crist for proposing, during the last legislative session, the construction of three new prisons.
So in 10 years, that's well over, more than $1 billion, probably $1.5 billion, on top of all the other expenses. So we're saying, let's put our money in a front end, not at the back end, where we have little or no control, a little or no real impact on people's lives. So we can serve the people of Florida with our head and shoulders high and a sense of doing the right thing. And also doing something that saves money, saves taxpayers, saves the community, tremendous harm to people and property.
Associated Industries of Florida represents business interests in the state. Their president and CEO, Barney Bishop, signed on with the Coalition for Smart Justice because switching priorities from incarceration to treatment could help people become productive members of society and at the same time save tax money.
Low-level druggies, they don't need to be institutionalized. So what a judge might do in the future, Sean, is say, normally I would commit you to 7 years in prison, but I'm going to put you in a drug court program for 2 years. Then if you successfully get out of that, then I'm going to put you in a reentry program for 4 years, and then put you on probation for 3 years after that. And so what you do is now you free a prison bed.
If they're in programs that are alternatives to prison, Bishop says offenders can learn life skills.
How to fill out an employment application, how to manage your checkbook, the kinds of things that you and I take for granted that for a lot of these people that have got substance abuse issues, whether it's alcohol or drugs, they don't have those skills necessarily. And so by providing these services to them, we keep the number of prisoners that we've got in prison down so that the truly violent, the ones that we need to protect society from, are the ones that we're actually incarcerating.
Three former Florida attorneys general signed the Coalition for Smart Justice letter, as did a former Department of Corrections secretary. Another group that signed is the Florida Catholic Conference. Sheila Hopkins is their Associate Director for Social Concerns and Respect Life.
With an election year coming up, we're particularly concerned because in Florida it's very popular to be elected on a get tough on crime agenda. And also we have quite a prison industrial complex. We've built many prisons, and we can't continue in these lean financial times to continue to fund building of prisons. That we need to figure out a better way of dealing with the problems that we have in society.
Hopkins praised faith-based programs like those at the Wakulla County Correctional Facility and social programs in prisons.
Only about half of the prisons, have GED classes. So studies have shown that if the inmates have some education, then they have the ability to get some jobs when they're released. And if they don't have any education, it's very difficult. You're not very employable if you don't have at least a high school education, and preferably more than a high school education.
Florida Department of Corrections spokesperson Gretel Plessinger says their secretary, Walt McNeil, supports many of the goals of the Coalition for Smart Justice.
Secretary McNeil agrees that our prison population is too high. We're having to build too many prisons. Part of the issue is that is our recidivism rate. We know that 32.8% of inmates who leave our prison system will return to prison within 3 years. So what the secretary is working on is reentry, to educate, give the inmates basic education, some job skills, substance abuse treatment if that's needed, so when they go back out into the community, they're less likely to re-victimize and come back to us.